Let the water flow. I will speak to him directly. President John Dramani Mahama.
Hello, good afternoon, and welcome to the Midday News. The news is live on Joy 99.7 and Hit 103.9 FM here in Accra. We are on Love 99.5 FM in Kumasi, myjoyonline.com, an affiliate in all 16 regions of Ghana, including Jata FM Karaga, Jakpa FM Bwipe, AI Radio Bogatanga, Sky FM Sunyai, Space FM Takwa, and Radio Wa in Wa, live on X Spaces, Facebook, and YouTube. The Midday News is supported by Petrosol Platinum Energy, energizing dreams. Our top stories this afternoon: mother of the 8-year-old girl who perished in the Dansuman market inferno, traumatized after returning to find her daughter locked inside their shop and engulfed by flames. Details as victims plead with government to come to their aid as the community reels from the devastating blaze. Also, the impact of illegal mining has opened the door to ruthless exploitation in the central region, where a gallon of borehole water now goes on high as 5 Ghana cedis.
Yeah, okay, I'm going to give you 5 CDs. But your customer now open us, I'm going to give you 10 CDs. Let's just say, what consider no?
When you tell me, I'm going to say, yeah, yeah.
More in our continuing series, Dear Mahama, Stop Galamse. Also, Joy News intercepts confidential report revealing how the Minerals Income Investment Fund lost over 700 million CDs in a gold trade deal with Gold Ridge Refinery Limited.
But we stopped the gold trade altogether.
We'll tell you why these losses occurred shortly. Also, we are live in Parliament, where the leadership of the House prepared to go against each other in the conclusion of the 2026 budget debate. Also, Ghana Health Service calls for stricter enforcement of air quality standards as respiratory diseases increase across the country.
Health facilities continue to record high numbers of respiratory, both the upper and lower respiratory tract illnesses.
Also, Ghana to install new condom vending machines and take other powerful HIV preventive measures by 2026 as new cases in HIV rises.
Compared to me, you need to condom. Yeah, of course. I say, we did offer a share rubber. Obey, I enjoy.
And less than 24 hours to the biggest housing fair in the Ashanti region, the Republic Bank Love FM Habitat Fair. And Chapel Hill is ready to assist prospective homeowners own a land and build their preferred home in a gated and secure community. These and more with me, Pearl Ofori. This is Joy News, independent, fearless, and credible. This afternoon, the impact of illegal mining has opened the door to ruthless exploitation in the central region, where a gallon of borehole water now goes for as high as 5 Ghana cedis. With water scarcity deepening after the pollution of the Ayensu and Pra rivers, water has become a commodity controlled by private sellers. Okada riders now double as water couriers, charging desperate households for every gallon they find. Emmanuel Jivenu has more in today's episode of Dear Mahama, Stop Galamse.
Emmanuel Edri is an Okada rider in Kwinyako. He no longer carries passengers. The taps at Kwinyako have been dry since the Ayensu River died under the weight of Galamse pollution and a new business, water exploitation.
My customer ni enya nsu no me kura me pe bia je se ma pe baby aye far away na ma kwakwasa nsu yeah yeah o kada wa na ye je ba ko 5 cedis after open as am dey wetumi ye no me ansa 10 cedis na je se wa consider no.
Across the central region, thousands are living in the same story. In Yakrum, Jonas, a tricycle rider, has become a water courier.
Se nipa na de gallons there, e biji 2 cedis. But anozo e 1 2 dia member, e bi a 10 15 20 dia. Am be fa wanana manya sika. Only ta obo ya fo no, e pese ye yiri. Yen kuku aso.
The science is simple. When the river dies, the treatment plant dies. When the treatment plant dies, the community becomes desperate. And in desperation, exploitation thrives. in Kwinyako. He no longer carries passengers. The taps at Kwinyako have been dry since the Yinsu River died under the weight of Galamsey pollution. And a new business, water exploitation.
My customer called me for water, so I came to fetch from this borehole. We motorbike riders charge 5 cedis per gallon, but if the person is my regular customer, I may reduce it and take 10 cedis for 3 gallons.
The Ayensu River, which feeds the Kwinyako treatment plant, is now thick, brown, and unsafe. And in the absence of clean water, exploitation slipped in quietly. Families with nothing are forced to spend the little they have.
The illegal miners are polluting the Ayensu River upstream. This is the problem the activities are causing for us downstream.
In Yakrum, Jonas, a tricycle rider, has become a water courier.
If the customer brings their own gallons, I charge less. I only accept it when it's 10 to 15 gallons. That's the only way I can make money. We tricycle owners are even considering increasing our charges because this is our peak season.
Families struggle just to get water, often unsafe. Some walk miles for borehole. Others give up and return to the polluted river that caused the shutdown of the Kwinyako treatment plant. The science is simple. When the river dies, the treatment plant dies. When the treatment plant dies, the community becomes desperate. And in desperation, exploitation thrives.
It's alleged that government officials are involved in this illegal mining. We hear about it on the radio. Even the chiefs, no one can mine on their land without their approval. We are pleading with the government to help stop the illegal mining.
Dear Mahama, water has become a luxury in the central region, and families are paying the price because they have no other choice. A crisis created by Galamsey has become a marketplace for survival, where a few profit while entire communities drown in water poverty. The people of Kwinyako, Nyakrum, and Setrehiman are not asking for much, just the right to drink clean water without being exploited for it. Imano Jivanu, Joy News, Central Region.
And let's take you to Dansuman here in Accra, where a devastating fire struck in the dead of the night has left a mother of the 8-year-old girl who died in the incident in severe trauma. She had returned from an errand to discover that her daughter, locked inside their shop, was trapped in the raging flame, burning her beyond recognition. The midnight blaze tore through more than 80 shops, leaving destruction across the market. The Ghana National Fire Service later confirmed the child's death as firefighters battled the inferno into the early hours. According to eyewitness accounts and Deputy Greater Accra Nadmo, the mother, who had been living in the shop for years, stepped out briefly to buy an item before the fire broke out. My colleague Collins Frimpong has more in this report.
This particular market is an enclosed space, so the Ghana Fire Service has secured the area and has prevented traders and also other people to come in. But what I can see here is that several gas cylinders and also stoves were also in here, that even though the Ghana Fire Service can't really pinpoint what really caused the incident, we could see that gas cylinders and other things that we know they are all inflammable and can also cause fire outbreaks have also been seen here.
I'm fine easy. 11, 12, midnight anymore. My friend said 12 o'clock. Yeah, but I'm going to go. 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 I'm going to taxi. I'm going to go. Just say me be beer womash a shop no mono. Manfa bakumpo industrial machine 3. Baku yasa paddle industrial machine.
There was nothing in the shop I could salvage. 3 industrial machines and some clothes were all that was left. But I lost everything.
Just a me who the main can nara. man fa ba kumpo ni nyina hye ana me ye loan leader group loan mi na me di anim omu sika da ho ne so so ahye
sika ba se
1600 ahye
I'm a group loan leader, and the 1600 for my group was in there. On top of that, I lost my child security service recruitment document.
My Air Force work, office work here, baby, fire service, or apply for.
The recruitment, security service recruitment.
Yes, or apply for me to meet the man, by the year, man, my baby, yeah, apply for me to person that I'm a faculty, and also so ashy.
And my colleague Collins Rimpong just returned from the Dunsmuir Market. He's in the studio with me. Collins, you've been there since morning. How are people in the area reacting to this rather sad incident?
I got there around 7:15 a.m. today, and quite a huge number around that particular area, and the place is quite an enclosed space, so Ghana Fire Service has secured the place.
Okay.
So all the people, the victims, everyone that have been affected or people that want to get a feel of what is happening were outside the market. Mm-hmm. And I try to engage them to know what really is going through, it's happening, and what they think may have caused the fire. Don't really know. Even the Ghana Fire Service now has begun an investigation. But what I saw was that a lot of people are in distress because of the incident that happened.
Collins, thank you so much for that update. Now we can go on the phone lines and speak to the Greater Accra Regional Fire Commander, ACFO2 Rashid Kwame Nisawu, and he's joining us for more on this story. Good afternoon. Thank you for your time on the Midday News. Based on your preliminary assessment, what do we know about what caused this inferno?
Okay, good afternoon to you, madam. Good afternoon to you and your cherished listeners and viewers. I would like to go on with the cause of the fire because it's still under investigation.
Okay, very well. So there are concerns about accessibility and the layout of the market. Did firefighters face any challenge getting to the seat of this fire incident?
Yes. So the market is a congested place. One market, you have people who are tailors are there, the dressmakers, these welders, and who everything, people who cook. One shop is a bar, the next one is a tailoring shop, the next one sells plantains. This type of market, the problems that, what is causing the problems for us? Because when what is happens, like we term it as mixed cargo. You see, fires are not the same. We have classification of fires, we have class A fires. We have class B fires, we have class C fires, and we have class D fires, we even have class F fires. And all these fires are dynamic, they are different in their own way. So extinguishing them means that you need different extinguishing media. So that if you have one kiosk that is class A, you try to tackle that by using water, the next one will be class B, you need foam, the next one will be class C, and so on. And you realize that it creates a lot of problems for firefighting, and that is what we encountered there this morning.
Very well. Beyond the 8-year-old girl who died, do we know of any other casualties?
Not to the best of my knowledge. What we know is that the 8-year-old girl was left in the market there, and then the mother went out. Wherever she went, nobody knows. So after firefighting, we really discovered that this girl was burnt by the fire.
Are you also able to tell us where the mother of this 8-year-old girl is?
That is where the question is. At the moment, we are even looking for her to give us further information on what happened, and we are not getting her. And the advice is very simple. This is a market dedicated for buying and selling. This is not a place for people to use as their homes. So nobody expected that there would be somebody there sleeping. It was after firefighting, then through salvaging, we discovered the body there, and that drew attention that this somebody might be sleeping here. And from there, she bolted and nobody saw her at the time that I'm talking to you.
My final question to you, we are entering December, and around this time it's usually dry. What would be your advice to people to prevent such fire incidents from happening?
So three things come together in their right proportions to give you fire: fuel, oxygen, and heat. In the Harmattan season, you should expect a lot of what? The wind will be blowing. The moisture content in the fuel materials will lessen and a little bit of heat will ignite. So we should be very careful when we are dealing with gas. We should be very careful when we are ironing. We should be very careful when we are cooking. We should be very careful when our faulty electrical appliances need to be attended to, so on and so forth. I think that is the advice that I would like to give to the general public.
ACFO2 Rashid Kwame Nisau, Greater Accra Regional Fire Commander, thank you so much for speaking to us on the Midday News. In other stories this afternoon, Joy News has intercepted a confidential audit by the Ghana Audit Service revealing how the failure of the Minerals Income Investment Funds Management to monitor its gold trade deal with Gold Ridge Refinery Limited caused the state and the Chamber of Bulk Oil Distributors to lose over 700 million cedis. The Office of the Special Prosecutor last month detained the CEO of Gold Ridge, Dr. Sledge Nanaya Ododu, after he failed to meet the bail conditions. He is under investigation for suspected corruption and corruption-related offences linked to MIF, particularly in the management of its gold trade program. John Eustace Kwetenate has been following the investigation, has more in this report.
The confidential audit report in the possession of Joy News revealed that MIIF entered into a five-year gold trade agreement worth $30 million with Gold Ridge Refinery Limited, GRL. Under the deal, MIIF was expected to earn 15% annual interest. The report further noted that MIIF entered into a parallel agreement with the Chamber of Bulk Oil Distributors, CBOD. Under this agreement, MIIF was to advance cedis to Gold Ridge to purchase gold, while Gold Ridge was to provide the chamber with US dollars to buy petroleum products for the Ghanaian market. However, after receiving the cedis, Gold Ridge failed to deliver the promised dollars. Gold Ridge attributed the shortfall to foreign exchange losses, but the audit found that the problem resulted from MIIF management's failure to monitor and enforce the contract. The report stated, and I quote, the management's failure to enforce Clause 8 of its agreement with Gold Ridge, which required the parties to jointly appoint an independent auditor within 14 days of the agreement's execution date to audit the transaction quarterly, and their inability to meticulously monitor, review, and analyze the trade process caused the irregularity. The silence of the Investment Advisory Committee regarding this significant investment decision further contributed to this anomaly, unquote.
In other stories, a Deputy Clerk of Parliament, Camilo Puaman, says the inability to pass the Property Right of Spouses Bill remains a blot on the Parliament of Ghana. The bill is intended to create clear rules for the distribution of marital property, ensuring fairness in cases of divorce or death. Currently, two MPs are sponsoring the bill as a private member's bill. Speaking at a forum on gender-responsive lawmaking, the Deputy Clerk stressed that the current Parliament will strive to pass this bill.
They still disappointed in us because we are yet to pass the Property Rights of Spouses Bill, which is one of the biggest blocks in our legislature. But we hope that this current parliament will be able to pass that one too. I know it's a difficult thing, but we would try and see what we can do.
And that's not all. He's also been talking about the general disappointment of Ghanaians about the low number of female MPs in parliament.
The nine parliaments, that number would grow significantly. Unfortunately, we only grew from 40 to 41. But apart, I think there's no way to be done. But I must add that when it comes to the parliamentary service, when it comes to senior management positions, I think our parliamentary service are doing quite well. We have, in terms of representation, I think we have more women in senior management positions than men as far as the service is concerned. I think our challenge has to do with the elected offices.
And let's take you live to Parliament now. And our Parliamentary Affairs correspondent, Kwiku Asante, joins me on the phone lines with details, with more from Parliament. Now, Kwiku, the debate on the 2026 budget, we know is expected to end today. What is to be expected?
Well, Pearl, both the minority and majority leaders will have 1 hour each to make their contribution on the presentation by Dr. Kasila Tofosen. Alexander Afenyo Markin, the minority leader, will go first. You have 1 hour. He will reiterate the points his side have made since the start of this debate, that the budget offered no hope, offered no growth, and is simply not one that can turn the tide of the economic situation the country is currently facing. Then we'll have a rebuttal from the majority leader, Mahama Yar'Adua, who will also, as we know, told the path of his other colleagues who have insisted that this is a budget that offers inspiring growth and hope for the Ghanaian people. So any moment from now when the Speaker governs the House in session, both leaders will have a go at each other.
Kuku Asante, our parliamentary affairs correspondent, thank you so much for bringing us up to speed with what's happening there today. Now you're listening to the Midday News. Still to come, Ghana Health Service calls for strict enforcement of air quality standards as respiratory diseases increase across the country.
Health facilities continue to record high numbers of respiratory, both the upper and lower respiratory tract illnesses.
You want to stay with us for the details of that story when we return. You're welcome back to the Midday News. Thanks for staying with us. Now, the Ghana Health Service is demanding tougher enforcement of Ghana's air quality standards, warning that rising pollution is now pushing respiratory cases to worrying levels across the country. Hospitals are recording spikes in asthma attacks, respiratory infections and breathing complications. Illnesses, officials say, are increasingly linked to toxic air, with pregnant women and children most at risk. The Ghana Health Service is urging for actors to rapidly scale up air quality monitoring and accelerate the shift to cleaner energy and low emission transport. Dr. Akosio Jesse is with the Public Health Division of the Ghana Health Service. She was speaking at the Breathe Accra National Stakeholder Convening.
Health facilities continue to record high numbers of asthmatic attacks, acute respiratory infections in children, chronic cough, and breathing difficult. Air pollution also contributes significantly to non-communicable diseases. We have already mentioned that we have the cardiovascular, the hypertension, the heart diseases. These are increasingly becoming common in not only in the urban areas but also in the urban populations. Pregnant women and young children are the vulnerable groups.
Well, the story was a collaboration with New Narratives. Funding was provided by the Clean Air Fund, which had no say in the story's content. Now, condom use remains a sensitive topic for many young Ghanaians, even as the country battles rising HIV infections. From embarrassment at the pharmacy counter to myths about reduced pleasure, these barriers continue to keep essential protection out of reach. Now, the AIDS Commission is bringing new initiatives to change the conversation and make condoms easier, safer and more discreet to access. Angela Lawe has more in the following report.
The Ghana AIDS Commission recently reported more than 1,500 new HIV infections in early October 2025. Behind those numbers are stories of hesitation, missed opportunities, and risk taken in silence.
Don't like using condom. It's like eating a toffee in a rubber. How do you enjoy it?
First of all, feel shy to go to the pharmacy to get just condom.
Inside the commission's offices, prevention is being redesigned. The new condom vending machines will provide discreet access without human interaction, one of the biggest barriers for young people. And soon, youth-friendly AI tools will offer confidential sexual health guidance and HIV information online, meeting young people where they already are on their phones. Here is Director General of the Ghana AIDS Commission, Dr. Kamasel Prosper Akabong.
The current new infections are quite worrisome because they're in the age group 15 to 24 year age. It is part of the next strategy that we want to get new set of condom machines that can be put at populations of Ghana.